We are doing the tafsir of Surah Ibrahim, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made it such that in these days leading up to Hajj and Udhiyah, we come across the very verses of Surah Ibrahim that talk to us about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We discussed two verses yesterday. I want to do a quick recap. Verse 39, Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabali ala al-kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq, inna rabbi lasami'u ad-du'a. Praise is due to Allah who bestowed upon me in this old age Ismail and Ishaq. Surely my sustainer hears the supplication. Ibrahim alayhi salam had no children for a long time. And in old age, when his wife was already barren and he was also old, he made dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious offspring. And Allah says, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. We responded to him by giving him the glad tidings of a tolerant son. Subhanallah, what tolerance Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam had, like we were discussing earlier on, at the age of 13. He told his father, if you have to slaughter me, then slaughter me. Fulfill the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is making mention of this now after making dua later in life for his progeny and for the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the very dua we discussed in the preceding verses. So he's saying, oh Allah, like you accepted my dua and you granted me not only Ismail, but then you granted me Ishaq as well. So grant me acceptance of this dua that I'm making for the people of Makkah. And that dua, as we see today, has been accepted. Makkah is a place of peace and security. Makkah is a place where you find fruits and products from all over the world. Makkah has become a focal point for salam. Then the second verse we discussed yesterday was verse 40, where he continues his dua and says, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min durriyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. That, O my sustainer, make me one who establishes salah, and of my progeny as well. O my sustainer, accept my supplication. Earlier on, he also, when making dua for Makkah, said, Rabbana liyuqimu salah, so the salah can be established here. Not only performed, but established. Established means that you have a total, holistic, comprehensive, regular, sustained relationship with salah. You know, you perform salah as it ought to be performed. So yeah, he's once again in his humility saying, oh Allah, me first. Let me be a person who not only performs salah, but establishes salah, and from my progeny as well. The question is, how many of us actually make dua? That, oh Allah, make me and my children steadfast in salah. Let us be from amongst those who establish salah. We make dua for good spouses for our children, that our children must be able to get homes, that our children must get good jobs, they must get a good education, all of which is good. But what about salah, around which all success revolves? And then for emphasis, he says, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. O my sustainer, accept my supplication. I mentioned the other day, I want to reiterate the point, when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam make dua, then they are teaching us how to make dua and what to make dua for. And we can see that we should be making dua for salah and establishment of salah in our lives as well as the lives of our progeny. And then the final verse of this ruku and this supplication and story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbana ghfir li, O Allah, forgive me. He's a Nabi, he's protected from sin, but he's humility and he's teaching us. Always ask Allah for forgiveness. You know the duas that we start off the program with every morning. Almost every dua taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you would find this element of seeking forgiveness, because our sins, unfortunately, are constant. So he says, oh Allah, forgive me and forgive my parents. Now we know his father Azar was an idol worshipper, a sculptor of idols. If his father was still alive at that time, it means he was saying, oh Allah, guide my father and then forgive him. If his father had passed on, it could mean that at that time Ibrahim alayhi salam was unaware that you cannot make dua for the forgiveness of those who passed away as out of the fold of Islam. Because Allah says in Surah Tawbah, وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَمْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّا فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْ. When it was made clear to Ibrahim alayhi salam that your father passed away without iman, is an enemy of Allah, then Ibrahim alayhi salam stopped making dua. So it's possible that when he made this dua, either his father was still alive or his father had passed on, but it was before he was made aware that it's not permissible to make dua for the forgiveness of those who have passed on. And so he makes dua for himself. Then after that, the most important, parents, and then generally, walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab, that forgive all the believers, especially on the day of Qiyamah, because that is when they will require your forgiveness the most. So again, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam teaching us something there, that when you make dua for yourself first, then make dua for those who are closest to you. like your parents, and then make dua in general for everyone. So with this, we come to the end of verse 41 and also ruku number 6 of Surah Ibrahim. And the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also concludes at this juncture. Subhanallah, it all worked out nicely. We have now one more ruku and a few more verses to discuss before we come to the end of Surah Ibrahim. But